Oh, look at that. We're both recording now. That's fucking
nice.
Amazing.
All right. Well, I'm going to count myself in and then I'm going to introduce myself, all right?
Go ahead.
3, 2, 1. Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All, and this would be the part where Mr. B introduces himself, but he couldn't make it due to technical difficulties and all, which I guess we'll get into more later. But we have a special guest today, all the way from not England. You want to introduce yourself?
From Dockington.
Not England.
Dockington. I don't know where that is.
All right.
Oh, so now you're just making stuff up. I'm from Effington. I'm Brian, formerly from 8-Bit Revenge, but doesn't exist anymore, so it doesn't really matter. I just rolled out of bed, and Anthony's like, hey, be part of this podcast with me, otherwise I have to do it alone. So that's where I'm from. I'm from the land of Nod.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do a podcast alone because I'm not the heart of this podcast and I'm not very interesting. So, with that, I'm sure everyone misses Mr. B already.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get into a new remix. Well, not too new, but newer than anything else. A remix by Quartz Relic of Mr. B's song called Green With Envy. And here we go. And now the song's playing.
Yay.
So this part will get cut out.
Yeah, so we'll just count it back in and be like, yes, that was amazing.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was fun.
Well, I'll count you in right now, and then you can come back from the break. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll count in, and then... So count in and just be like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Wait, which song was that?
That was Mr. B's song, Green With Envy.
Green With Envy?
Yeah.
All right, so 3, 2, 1. And that was the remix of Mr. B's song, Green With Envy, which I actually really like, because... It's Mr. B, and if I don't say that, I get clubbed by Anthony, who will, again, force me to move to California, which he does every other day. So, that's pretty much how that goes.
Yeah, and I guess this is the part where we do news. I think the biggest news right now is Nerdapalooza 2009. The dates for the show have been officially announced by Hex.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So this is brand new news for you.
Yeah, this is all new news for me. Everyone else is like, wow, that's great. You should have been informed about this. And here I am like, no, I've been awake for 20 minutes. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. I just want to go back to sleep.
Well, anyway, the dates are July 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday. Orlando, Florida again. It's going to be at some hotel. I can't remember which right now.
That's informed newscasting.
Yeah, but anyway, you can go to nerdapaloozafest.com for all the relevant info. And in fact, I started writing Nerdapalooza comics again for this occasion.
Who does your artwork out of curiosity? I've always wondered that.
What?
You have the artwork for your comics?
I just found a site where they had scans of all these old Transformers comics.
Oh, okay.
And basically all I do is take those pictures and write over them.
So essentially you're just a Photoshop wizard who's like, look at this! I can erase the text that's already here and put in my own.
Yeah, but like that's not very hard Photoshopping, even though I struggle with it in Photoshop.
I think you should stick to writing.
That's why I don't draw anything.
Otherwise, we'd get stick figure comics. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it would be like XKCD, except, you know, funny.
There you go. Oh, yeah, and I guess Mr. B's not entirely gone because I smoke like he does.
And you're drinking?
I am.
I think that's a problem. I don't know. I feel like that's my fault now. Like, do I drive all the people I podcast with to drink? Like, they can't talk to me unless they're partially drunk.
I think that's what it is. I think it's that or the concept that I might have gone outside last night. And, you know, then I came home and I went to sleep and then I woke up and I was like, God, it's only, well, thanks to the hour shift to me, it's still 7 o'clock, but it's actually 8 o'clock in the morning.
Riveting.
And I was like, what the hell is Anthony still doing awake? I'm going to bother him. And here I am. Because I was just coming to you for new music, like I always do, since you own my computer.
Well, actually, speaking of new music, I think I was just telling you about Ill Gill's new album that came out. It was for the RPM challenge. You know, the contest where for the month of February, a bunch of musicians get together and write a whole CD within 1 month.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And Ill Gill and Chozo Nimpo got together, decided to do an album called Church of Fudge. And it's about nine, 8 or 9 tracks, with a ton of different nerdcore rappers on it. Mr. B's on it, Chozo Nimpo, of course, MC8-Bit, who else is on there? MC Loki. Man, just a ton of people. Because there's two posse tracks, and each of those has like 5 different rappers each. Then there's like a guest rapper on every other track, too.
I wish that I had that album now. Now I have to go find it. So you're gonna hear me typing.
Yeah, so you could, anyone else that wants to find it, they can just head over to rhymetorrents.org and it just scroll down a bit. I think it's still on the front page.
I think anybody who listens to this probably has it bookmarked like I do.
Yeah, I don't. I'm pretty sure that most of the people that listen to this are on Rhyme Torrents. So, what's up, guys?
Yeah, hi there, Rhyme-Dorn guys.
I should also probably mention that this is actually the first letters versus numbers this month.
Or
And
this year that's been
this
recorded
month,
because.
this year, and I guess Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. 'Cause
Because
it's only
a million.
March. You know, you're on time. That's fine.
Yeah, a million things have went wrong with the podcast, which is prone to happen to us because,
Were there monkeys?
as professional as we are, our computers are pretty unprofessional and tend to erase things on us.
Is that. Yeah, well, I have that problem too, so don't feel bad.
It's just cold, unfeeling technology.
Uppity technology. Damn uppity technology. Well, I have Vista, and I'm completely convinced that Vista is actually part of Skynet. I am extremely firm that one of these days I'm going to turn my computer on, it's going to be like, "Good morning, Ryan. How are you today? Would you like some espresso?" And then my espresso machine in the other room is going to just kick on, and I'm going to be like, gotta shut it off. Because it updates without asking me anymore. It's just like, by the way, watch this. I can update, and I don't need your help.
Well, I've only had one experience with Vista, because you know, I'm sure you know that your family members who don't know anything about computers, they will, since you use a computer, they will come to you for any questions they have.
Yeah.
And so my cousin came to me with her new laptop and asked me like, can you connect me to the wireless internet in my house? And I was like, sure, why not? So I'm trying to connect. I go to find wireless networks and stuff, just like I would do on XP, and then I try, and there's no wireless networks found. And then I look at my netbook, and it finds like 7. And
Did she have
then
her
I go
wireless card
back.
disabled?
No, it was on. Like
It
everything
just wasn't finding anything. It's
it
like,
just
no, these are
wasn't
none of these
finding
are
it.
Vista approved. Vista does
And
not
then.
approve.
And then I put in the password for the wireless network, and I was like, all right, you're ready to go. Like, you don't have to put the password in because the computer saves automatically. But apparently, Vista doesn't save it automatically. So then my cousin came back to me about 10 minutes later, asking me to get on the internet again. And that's all I know of Vista, and I hate it already.
The first time I used Vista, we were filming, and I was like, "Wow, look at this! It's starting up." And then 6 hours later, I actually got to get into Vista, where it wanted like everything in the world about me. I swear it was just making a clone of me, and as such, my computer is just as uppity as I am. It's like nonconformist, and it hates everything. And it's like, by the way, I'll kill you if you put any more nerdcore on here. And I'm like, oh, but I'm gonna put more nerdcore on. It's like, no, you're not. No. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, Vista. Please don't kill me in my sleep again, or try to.
Well, anyway, since you bring up nerdcore, I guess that gives us enough reason to get into the next song.
It's a good segue, isn't it?
Good enough.
It's the best I can do for this early in the morning. But I'm gonna go back to drinking, so we should listen to the song.
Plus, you're such an amateur, so.
I didn't have any of this stuff until like 10 minutes ago, so it's probably gonna be all really, really horrible, and you're gonna be like, no, I have to do this all over again.
I'll just redo your part in like a voice modulation thing and say I did it with a robot.
Sub me in for a robot. Nice. That's see, and there it is. There's Vista again.
Well, anyway, here is a track from Hip Hop McDougal's Time Circuits On EP, and it's called Venomous Vapors. All right, and then Venomous Vapors plays. You haven't heard this song though?
Which song?
It's called Venomous Vapors by Hip Hop McDougal. I haven't blogged about it, so I guess you haven't heard it yet.
If you haven't blogged about it yet and I haven't even brought it up, then I have no clue what it is because
Because
I'm so professional about this.
I just have the blog. It's all written out, but it's just sitting there. I think I have like 7 or 8 album releases written out that I haven't posted yet.
God, you bastard. Well, it's actually kind of funny because you're just like the musical pimp for me. I'm like, yes, Anthony gives it to me. Well, we established this a long time ago that you're the deal or that you're the supplier. I'm the dealer. That's how this works. I took the Mad Hatter album and I gave it to Kyle,
8-bit
who,
bullshit.
yeah, 8-bit bullshit. And I'm like, hey, Kyle, you should check this out. And I started him off on AFS because he's this huge Bubble Bobble addict. It's like heroin to him. And so he takes it, then he gives it to a guy that he works with at a theater who absolutely loves it. So now it's everywhere, all over this group of people that I consider malcontents, and I hope they all kill each other in a fiery death. But it's just everywhere. I'm like, okay, wow. All of a sudden, this entire area is like, oh my God, nerdcore is amazing, and here I am, like, that's an older album to me. Thanks a lot, guys. You should check out Rhyme Torrents, or you should go to Gay Music for All. There's your plug. So. Yeah, and they're like, we don't want to go look for it. I'm like, God, they're as lazy as I am. Wait, no, they're worse because I have Anthony on my side. And I go, Anthony, go now and find me music. And you're like, no, I don't want to. Get it yourself, bastard.
You could just check the website.
I don't want to check the website. I want to get it from you.
That happened to me in Stickum today. Someone was like, hey, what's this video game music for everyone thing you do? And I was like, just like, I just want to be like, fuck you, man.
God damn it, can't even get the fucking name right. It's game music for all, not game music for everyone.
That's not even catchy.
That's gonna be my alternate reality clone of this now is gonna be game music for everyone.
GM for E.
Yeah. It's gonna be GM for E dot GOV. It'll be a government-approved site. It'll be the RIA getting back at nerdcore artists for having the audacity to release music that they don't charge for. Those bastards. And it'll be like $300 per track.
Well, if you just get one person to buy it.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, Anthony, check this out. I made money doing this in like 5 minutes. What did you do? Nothing.
I think that that reminds me, my friend showed me a leak on Craigslist that someone was selling like Madden 02 for like $60.
Okay. Madden 02, yeah, that's a step forward. It's only a 7-year-old game now.
And it said something like, this is a like limited edition version with like this athlete on the cover or something. And then like my friend thought it was hilarious. I was like, well, he just has to sell it to one person, you know?
Yeah. Just make something up. Like, just go ahead and make it up, and somebody will buy it. There's at least one idiot out there. You can get it on an infomercial, and one idiot from like the middle of nowhere will be like, "Oh my God, look at that! Go get the hose! We gotta have it now! Look, it's amazing! It'll change our lives!" Oh, I don't know how much in the way of late night TV consumerism you do, but I turn it on because I like watching infomercials because I am a sick, sick man. And I saw an infomercial for this thing to clean the inside of my windshield, and I was like, wow. looks like something I should maybe buy. And then I really thought about it, and I'm like, I don't really drive anywhere with condensation on my window because I let my car warm up.
I always liked the commercials that try to sell you something to make your life easier, and they try to explain how hard your life is now.
Yeah. Something completely simple like, look at how much trouble it is to like use window cleaner. No, use our product where you don't need it. You can just look at it.
There was one that was an automatic egg flipper. And I thought that was brilliant. Because, like, it was like, are you tired of the hassle of having to flip your own eggs? And, like, so the person, like, tries to use a spatula and, like, you know, tries to flip it like it's a cartoon. So they throw it, like, 4 feet into the air.
Oh, my God.
And then, obviously, they, like, miss the pan. And then they just shake their head, like, in failure.
Because everybody does that. I was thinking, man, I'm going to make an omelet later. I'm going to see if I can get this egg to stick to the fucking ceiling. I was like, yes, it must stick to ceiling. Is my omelet done? I don't know. Here, let me put some cheese on. I'm going to just chuck this thing at the ceiling.
Just throw it at people walking by.
I'm going to just run by like the rest of the day. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to be like, you, do you have a problem flipping egg? I do. And just throw an egg at them.
All right, we should probably come back from the song now. I think we're using all the good material.
I think so.
All right, I'm going to count myself in, all right?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. And that was the track Venomous Vapors from Hip Hop McDougal's slightly older EP, Time Circuits On. He just came out with another EP called Songs for the Internet. And you can download it off the internet. So yeah, there you go.
Off the internet. Really?
The internet has music on it sometimes, I've heard.
Oh no, that's a blatant lie. Oh, and furthering the Mr. B not being here thing, I'm going to continue eating my quesadilla. I'm fucking hungry.
I'm not sure if Mr. B eats quesadillas.
Hmm?
We'll put that in like a letters versus numbers fact. What Mr. B likes to eat.
A little bio since he's kind of dead right now.
Well, I know.
Dear Mr. B, since you're dead and gone, I replaced you with a random hobo off the street. I gave him quesadillas and cigarettes and alcohol to do this with me.
Because no one will do the podcast with me for free. That's asking too much.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's just like, hi, I'm Anthony from GayMusicForAll.com. I know you've never heard of me and that you live in this cardboard box with bats, but I need somebody to do this podcast with me, and I will give you, you know, malt liquor and quesadillas and a box of, like, really, really cheap cigarettes, which in California doesn't exist.
I think the cheapest pack is $3.50.
For what, Lucky Strikes?
Something around there.
Not that I promote Lucky Strikes, as I don't smoke them, but it is an interesting concept with every drag off a Lucky Strike cigarette tastes like a different form of poison. It's like, delicious. Arsenic.
Well, now we're never going to get sponsored by them.
Well, what do you... There it is. There's my beat for the show, is Lucky Strike, and they're every drag different chemical-based cigarettes.
Like, it's sure...
Formaldehyde. Good. Now my lungs are not only tarred, but also well-preserved.
There go all our endorsements.
Just chuck them all right out the window. See who else I can piss off in this podcast. Who else do I hate? I hate people who made recycled printer paper because it jams my printer all the time.
Maybe you should hate the people that made your printer.
I should. Okay, there it is. What kind of stupid... What printer is that? God, I've had this thing so long I don't even know what kind it is. It's a Brother printer. So whoever makes those Brother printers, I hate you bastards, too, for making a shit printer that doesn't work with recycled paper, you non-green-friendly bastards.
My printer's broken, but I got it for free, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know where I got mine. I looked over across my room one day, and there it was. I was like, hey, check it out. Printer. What are you doing here? And again, there's that Vista thing where I think Vista spawned a printer in my room.
Well, I think you just have a problem with personifying all the things you own.
I think everything, yeah, everything I own does have a personality of its own.
Like, what are you doing here, printer? Just shrugs. It goes back to watching TV.
Shut up! I'm trying to watch Springer! You can't have this document right now. It's in Quay because I'm watching Springer. You wait for the commercial. You wait for the commercial or I kill you. And I'm like, I was going to go golfing later and my golf clubs are like, I ain't going out there. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't even know you had golf clubs.
I don't know why I have golf clubs either. I'm like the worst golfer in the entire world. It's actually how 8-Bit started was from my awful golf antics.
So it was going to be like, man, I can't think of any golf puns right now.
Yeah.
Someone send emails in telling us how we could make a portmanteau of 8-Bit Revenge and some sort of golf joke.
Yes. Well, I don't really need that because we were at a driving range, Kyle and I.
No, wait. 18 Holes Revenge.
18 Holes Revenge? That's witty.
That's all I got.
I could go with, like, The Greatest Game Ever Played. Oh, wait, no, that's the name of a movie and a book. Shit. So here's my getting sued section.
Well, really, if you write a witty. Better book, yeah. Maybe they won't care about that one.
If I write a better book, then I'm the better of the two of us, so now none of you can touch it.
I think that's how it works.
I think that's how all of Hollywood works. If I can make it better than you can, I can kick your ass. That's how they solve arguments in Hollywood, I think. Being from the Midwest, I don't know anything about movies. At all.
So you think, like, I have some sort of insider look at Hollywood? Because I live in Los Angeles?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you live, like, down the street. You're like, I live in Los Angeles, Brian. You need to come live with me. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. But you just want me to come there so you can go be like, Brian, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I want to watch the Chun-Li movie, so let's go right now.
Yeah, basically.
Which I ended up seeing, and you're right, it was nightmarish.
But in a hilarious way, right?
Yes, in a hilarious way, and I kind of wish I'd gone to that completely drunk.
Oh, like, man, there were some parts. I think Chris Klein is my favorite actor now.
I'm going to just disregard the rest of this conversation. I'm just going to walk away from it right now.
He completely hammed up the whole movie. It was brilliant.
I think he was just high the entire time he was filming. He's like, I don't know what my line is. I'm going to make it up.
Like, I like to imagine this movie's going to be crap either way. So, might as well.
Well, there's no point in coming to North sober. Movie's going to be great anyway. I'm winning the Oscar. I'm going to take that Peter Jackson. Well, that was my reaction to the Transformers movie, and there's more people who are going to kill me.
Well, I already complained about the Transformers movie, so...
I only complained about it because, I don't want to get into that. You know, that's just it's a whole world that I don't want to get into right now. The things in life that I hate, because we'll be here for the rest of our lives.
Well, I don't really hate the movie, but there's not really any movies that I actively despise.
I won't see Iron Man.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. There's probably a million. You know, it took me about a year and a half to see 300.
You weren't really missing out on a whole lot there.
Yeah, it turns out I wasn't, but which is probably going to get more hate, but anyway.
Letters versus Numbers does not endorse 300. We do not endorse Sparta.
I'm pretty sure everyone's over it by now, because I saw the movie, and I think everyone knows by now that I don't read comics. I don't care about comics at all. If my entertainment doesn't move around in some fashion, I don't really care.
If I don't have interaction with it, then I don't want anything to do with it.
And if it's really good, they'll make a movie out of it anyway, so...
Yeah, well, even if it's not really good, they'll make a movie out of it. I mean, they made The Golden Compass, and nobody likes that book.
I assumed people liked it. If they made a movie out of it, I just assumed.
Well, let's see here. Catwoman, everyone hated. but not based off the Batman character in the least bit, but they just marketed it as such. They're like, by the way, Catwoman, who was white and played by Michelle Pfeiffer, is now actually just not. She's, you know, it's Storm, but she's putting on a Catwoman suit. It's what she does on the weekends, apparently. Instead of going salsa dancing or something like that, she's like, nope, I'm going to put on this suit. I'm Catwoman now. Yay! And let's see, Daredevil, that atrocity.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Don't bother.
It's not something I'm dying to check out.
And all the Ben Affleck fans out there are like, okay, Brian, you're going to die too, you son of a bitch.
There's Ben Affleck fans?
Come for you. And then Elektra, the spinoff of that. Nightmare. God-awful piece of shit.
Well, do you remember during the Golden Compass movie when it was coming out, like, all these Christians were protesting the movie?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, a godless movie or something. And, like...
The book is, like, very, very anti-Christian. It's like, no, church is bad. Church is bad.
But, like, you know, Chronicles of Narnia came out, and that's really pro-Christian. I was like, why not let them have theirs?
Why not have the opposite side of that coin? Because it's the moralistic minority, even though the most of the world could give a shit. Like, everyone I know is like, oh, yeah, I totally believe in God. Really? When's the last time you went to the church? I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? I don't know.
And then like they pull out their shirt collar.
Yeah. Like they have... like the Golden Compass, the book of Antichrist. Well, that's like me, personally, I'm Catholic. Uh-huh. Although Catholic exceptionally light, and I never... Who the hell is this? Somebody's adding me to MSN right now. Okay, hold on. Because I have to find out who this is and why the hell they're bothering me.
This better make for good entertainment.
I'm sure it will. Let's scroll down. La, la, la. Who the fuck are you? I don't know who you are.
Well, at least you made good use of our explicit rating.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. I got hit by a bot. Yeah, watch this. I'm going to talk to you with block contact. And, yeah, all right. Anyways, where was I? What was I babbling about? Oh, yeah, me being Catholic. Ha ha, that's a joke. So, horribly and not Catholic. I go to church, like, twice a year. But I remember, like, Dogma came out, and I'm walking in to see Dogma with all my friends, and there's, like, half my church, and they're all like, Brian, you heretic! And I'm like, no, look, I'm going in to review the movie so I can come back and tell all of you how blasphemous and, you know, how anybody who sees that movie should be burned at the stake. Really, that's why I'm going. Ignore the laughs and stuff. And they completely bought it, gullible bastards.
So you're laughing at the people who are damning their souls, not at the movie?
Yes. Yeah, and here I am, like, when Iron Man came out, I'm, like, the only person standing outside in protest, like, you know Iron Man killed his best friend, right? And they're like, we don't care, we're gonna go see a movie with a drunk playing a drunk from crashing into buildings, like, hey, I got some gin in a $1 billion suit, arr, crash. I'm, like, the only person who was morally outraged that they're like, oh, by the way, in Civil War, Captain America totally just gunned down by his best friend, and that's okay. But we're going to give him a movie because we support alcoholics.
Who does it?
Well, obviously not this show. Mr. B, myself, anybody else you get, going to be completely drunk and drinking while talking because we're that professional.
We were supposed to do a whole podcast drunk, but that never panned out. But eventually we will.
You both were going to be drunk? Or
we were going to be like drunk.
Nice.
Because
I don't think I've ever heard you drunk, so.
Because September. For the internet, September is Drunk Podcasting Month.
Oh, my God.
So mark your calendars.
Yeah, I'll have to make sure that I remember that so that in September I can be like, hey, Mr. B, Anthony, can I get drunk and podcast with you guys? And you can be like, no. We remember what you did in March, which was actually January for everybody else. Because we did say Happy New Year earlier.
Well, because last time, it's hard to get drunk while podcasting because like I said, me and Mr. B are on like an 11-hour delay from each other. So if it was like 10 p.m. where he is and he's properly drunk at a reasonable time, I would be alone in my room drunk at about 11 a.m.
Just do it on a weekend. Go outside. No one. I could do that here, and no one would care. They'd be like, "Oh, it's the Midwest. What else is there to do besides get drunk?" Or just do it on a Sunday. I'd be like, "Oh, drunk and walking out."
But then
everyone's like, "Oh, man, he still hung over from the night before." No, I just doing thought than that. Oh, all right. You want some eggs? Here, let me chuck them at you.
Egg chucking. Is that that's the theme of this show?
Yeah. Egg chucking. And soon to be cornholing. You know, they actually have a game here called cornholing.
What does that game encompass? And do I really want to know?
Well, it's everything that you think that it is, which if you think that it's throwing little bean bags inside of a box that has holes cut in it, it's exactly what it is.
Are they bags filled with corn?
No, they're bags filled with beans, and as such the name cornholing makes no sense to me.
But beanholing is much more hilarious, I think.
I think that if they had made it beanholing, a bunch of people here would have been like, "No, that's whole. that's wrong. This is the Midwest. We don't have beans. We have corn. Look at our corn."
I don't think I could say that word without laughing.
Cornholing or beanholing? I can't say beanholing either without laughing. Letters versus numbers brought to you today by beanholing and egg throwing. Especially if you don't release this until, like, Easter.
No.
We've just inspired a bunch of nerds to run out and grab some bean bags and big signs say bean holing. But I thought it was really funny. One of my friend's moms does advertisements.
Hold on. What's going on with my stupid recorder?
Oh, God, you're breaking it already. Technical difficulties. Anthony from Games Music for All will no longer be part of this podcast. It is now Brian's podcast, and I will change the name from Letters versus Numbers to Numbers versus Letters in the alternate reality universe.
Is this thing recording still? I can't tell. Yeah, it is. It's just the scroll bar isn't going anymore for some reason.
Oh. This is Numbers versus Letters with game music from everyone, Brian.
Yeah, so
not
go.
Game music.
So
for all gay music from everyone.
Well, I guess I'll tell this story again. Well, I was in Stick'em chat. All the nerdcore kids know what the Stick'em chat is. And Mr. DP asked me what video game music for everyone was. And
we hate him for getting it wrong.
More or less. Well, like, it's just everyone, like, he's like, "Anthony, you do a great job with your website." I was like, "Oh, did you read that new article I wrote?" No.
"You do a great job, but I have no interest in anything that you do."
It's like, "Can you send me a link?" Like, "You don't know the name of my website?"
I'm game music for everyone. No, damn it, not game music for everyone. GameMusicForAll.com.
So it's.
And they're like, "What? I wonder if there is a game music for it." I'm going to Google that right now. See what comes up. Game music. The first thing that came up is a joystick thing.
Joystick what?
Wii warm up. Wii music and everyone else. Joystick.
Oh. That's nice.
And it's damn frightening. Seems to be a review written by Alicia Carbenis.
I think she writes for DS Fanboy, and I guess Wii Fanboy too.
No, I don't like her either, so. Another person for me to hate, get sued by.
I like Wii Fanboy though. They put one of my Smash Brothers levels on their site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's.
So they're cool. They're cool.
All right, they're redeemed. They're saved from the hating. Hating.
Joystick is on my short list of people I don't hate.
Joystick isn't on any of my lists because I don't read Joystick.
Joystick was my homepage for, I think, like 2 or 3 years.
And here I am going, what the hell is Joystick? I'm so going to get my nerd license revoked.
Now my homepage is Ion Springfield. Have you seen that site? All it is...
No, I have never seen that site.
All it is a blog that posts image captures from season 1 through 9 of The Simpsons. That's it.
So it's like blog today and there's a screenshot of like Homer choking Bart and that's it.
Yep. Like, I think I logged on today. Like, I started up my internet and the first thing I see is, Homer driving off the road or something. And, and like, because I'm a complete, like, Simpsons addict, well, at least when it was good, but that goes without saying now.
Yeah.
Like, so all I have to see is, like, the image capture with absolutely no, like, explanation, and I can remember, like, half the episode at least.
Nice. I hear my phone going off in another room, and I'm not going to go and answer it. I can just hear it, and I'm like, who the hell? It's 8:30. None of my friends have the audacity to call me at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, so I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Because you said audacity.
Oh, yeah, there's the plugin for that, yes. I'm feeding my narcissism this early in the morning. Sleepy still. So, I think we should probably get to the other song now that we've babbled for like an hour.
Yeah, I guess it's time to end this podcast for now. I guess this was the Letters versus Numbers mini-cast because I refuse to call this a full podcast without Mr. B.
A half-cast with Stranger and Hobos.
If Brian didn't hop online about 1 minute before I was gonna do this podcast on my own, it was probably gonna be saying how much I miss Mr. B and then like crying in between songs.
The other
songs.
Half of my life, Mr. B is gone, so now I have to replace it with various people who aren't nearly as powerful.
Exactly, or nearly as British.
Yeah, or nearly as British. Well, I'm sorry. I'll work on that. I'll get right on that one.
Well,
let me hop in my presidential time machine and go back in time to become British.
That's possible, I think, maybe.
I'll kidnap my mother shortly before my birth and make her move to England. Which makes this huge time paradox in my mind. And I don't know how that's going to work, but when I figure it out, I'll come back and do another one completely British. Just so I can attempt to fill that void.
That's reasonable. But
is that?
Okay. I have no arguments there, unless like the universe implodes.
Well, I didn't say that if the Swiss can blow up everyone with like dark matter, I can go back in time and cause a time rift.
Well, anyway, that's the end of Letters versus Numbers, I guess. I feel bad because Mr. B is always the one that leads us out of this podcast. And, well, that's it. The end. Oh, and this last song is it's from the Hey Listen Volume 2, which is a 5-song mixtape we released. And you can download it at gamemusicforall.com. And this song is a cover of Aquatic Ambience called Dolphin Ride, and it is by Monkey Kong from, I believe, Sweden. So anyway, we miss you, Mr. B. Hopefully you can get back in order for podcasting soon. And
yes, please,
enjoy the song.
I don't have to do this anymore.
Nope. Don't worry. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Oh, there's the Hollywood talk again. Don't call us. We'll call you. Stop it. It'll be great.
All right. That's everything we need.
Awesome. Really, all we need. Can I get you a little spring water or something? All right. Your check is in the mail.
And all right. Here's that final song. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
All right.
All right. I'm going to stop recording.
All right. So am I.